Okay, the Ikkar we learned yesterday was the Tupshatim and Pshiusa. The Tupshatim in the Isser to destroy Beis Medrash until you build another one. Taisvis, at the end of Taisvis, Divrei Matzil Hagar. And the Rashba in the Book of Yosef all say that it's a chashash that there'll be a delay until it's built. We're not chashash that it won't be built at all. We're only chashash for a delay. Memela comes out of Kula that if there's another shul in town that has enough room for everyone, so the delay is not a terrible thing. So be delayed. So they have a place to daven. So Mela comes out of Kula, like these Rishonim, that you're allowed to knock down a building before you build the other one. And that's the way the Taz paskind, that it's mutter. So it comes out of Kula for a city such as ours where there are plenty of shuls. The Rambam learned, and apparently Rashi, the Lashon Rashi is that way, that Pshiusa means we're afraid it'll never be built. We're afraid it'll never be built. So we're afraid it'll never be built, so it comes out of Chumrah, that even if there are other shuls in town, if it's never going to be built, so that's going to be an Avla, no matter what. Now, the question that's not so clear is Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is chashish, it'll never be built. What's so terrible? It'll never be built. If there are enough shuls in town, so it'll never be built. So Mabakach, Maharash, so it won't be built. Well, what's the terrible thing if it'll end up not built? What's Pshat in the Rambam? How do you understand? So the way I learned yesterday is because the Iver on the lav, loisasim kein Hashem alakechem. That's the way I understand the Gemara. If you break down a shul and you don't rebuild, so that's a lav of loisasim kein Hashem alakechem. And when you build, when you break to build, so then that's not loisasim kein, and then it's okay. This is the way I learned yesterday. This is the way we learned the Gemara. And this last nekuda, it appears from the Igros Moshe. The Ramosha understood differently. So let's talk about the Igros Moshe, then we'll come back to this last Nakuda. The question, like the Rambam, what's so terrible if you don't build? There are two shaylas. They're very similar shaylas in opposite situations. The shayla Ramosha is talking about, if you have a community that has four small shuls, and they'd like to get together and consolidate, make one big shul. Is there a chesaron in dissolving three shuls to build one of them bigger, and it'll be big enough to hold everybody? That's the shaila that Ramosha addresses. There's another shaila, the reverse. In a community that has one shul, it's got one big shul, and a chevra want to separate and start a second shul. Is that proper or is that not proper? For people, there's one shul of the community. I think it's a nice thing. You have one shul, everyone goes to the shul. But it always happens. Usually, some people, the shul is not frum enough for, some it's too frum for. So people want to break off, and they want to start another minyan. So this, we have a machlaikis that goes back 500-600 years. Machlaikis, the Rivash and the Re'eim, which Rav Moshe brings. It's actually brought in the Magen Avraham. The Rivash said that if they want to open a second shul, you can't stop them. You're ma'akvam melaseis mitzvah. You're stopping them from doing a mitzvah. Building a shul is a mitzvah. The Rivash says you can't stop them. And the Re'eim says that no, it's not the right thing to do. If everyone's davening one shul, it's not correct. It's not the proper thing to go and separate and build a separate shul. So the machlokes is the Rivash and the Re'eim, as we show you. who had this machlokes, and of course we're going to try to understand the shittas, this machlokes, and in the original and in Rav Moshe Shach. Rav Moshe Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, in Chelek Bey's Tshuva Memvav, says that there's a maila to everyone being in one shul. The maila is what Rav Avraham Hadras Melech. There's a maila of Rav Avraham Hadras Melech that everyone should have in the same shul. But he says there are also mailas in having two shuls. He says there are two mailas. One, it's easier for the tzibur. It's easy to find a minyan. Find the minyan closer. It's just a convenience for the tzibur to have more than one shul. And he also says it's afushe kedusha. You have more buildings with kedusha in town. Basic nesses is a mokum kaddish. And there's a mile in having one. There's a mile in having two. Memela, he says, once a community has two or three or four shuls, it's not proper to knock down a shul and consolidate to one, because you're taking away these milas, the milas of afushe kedusha, and the mila of a convenience for the tzibur. The milas already exist. When you have these milas, it's not right to knock it down and make one shul. And his raya is from our Gemara. In our Gemara, like the Rambam, Chayshish Mishum Shiusa, they'll never be built. Mishum Shiusa, Chayshish will never be built. Who cares if it's never built? If there are other shuls in town. So till now, Brooklyn had 800 shuls, and now it's got 799 shuls. Everyone has a place to daven. Why are we saying you can't knock it down? Like the Rambam, even there are plenty of shuls. You can't knock down one shul. What's wrong? What's the chesaron? So Rav Moshe learns not the way we learned yesterday. Yesterday I was saying off Lysasim Kain. Rav Moshe doesn't talk about Lysasim Kain. Rav Moshe says the chesaron is because you're taking away these two bailas of Afushe Kedusha. You're making less bekaimus of Kedusha, and you're making it harder for the tzibur. So that the maila and having numerous shuls over having fewer shuls is the reason that Chazal will chayshish mishum shiyus. Because wherever you're going to put the one shul, it's going to be distant from other for other people. So Rav Moshe doesn't talk about what happens if the shul doesn't have a minyan. You know, Rav Moshe is not talking about that. It seems that that's not part of the cheshbon. What? Plus, it's hard to get a minyan together. Well, as far as Rav Moshe in the tshuva, apparently he's not talking where it's hard to get a minyan in any one shul. He doesn't mention that at all. He says the maimon having one shul is right on. It doesn't sound like the maimon having one shul is that it's easier to get a minyan. You're right. Certainly, a community that have bad neighborhoods, and neighborhoods have fewer and fewer Jews, then it's obviously they're going to consolidate because without people, there's no shul. But he's still in a case where there are viable shuls. The shuls can run. So Moshe learned that was sugya, that this is the pshat. What's the problem with Shem Shiusa? That a shul is going to close down. So our Gemara is megala this, that even if there are many shuls, and a shul is going to close down, it's chesaron. So much of chesaron that Chazal will chayshish with Shem Shiusa. They'll chayshish for it. This is all like the Rambam. This whole thing is gebait on the Rambam. Rav Moshe says that's lav dafka the other sheet is arguing this nakuda. But
what about the Rav Am?
So Rav Moshe says that even though Rav Am is a maila, but his lashon is that once you already have these two mailas, to take away these mailas because of Rav Am is not right. Once you have the two mailas, you don't take away these mailas because of Rav Am. Because you have because these things are ma'alas that the tzibur already Any person who has an Hanhaga Taiva, you try not to stop in Hanhaga Taiva, just to take a different Hanhaga Taiva. Not a Chiyuv, you could daven 10, you don't have a Chiyuv to daven 100. So after Hanhaga Taiva, you already have this Hanhaga Taiva, you don't go look for another. So what bothered me is that, if you don't mind, what bothered me is why did Rav Moshe learn like me? That Mishum Shiyusa is Gosalai Sasam Kei. I understood that's Pashim Shah in the Gemara. Like the Rambam. Mukhashi Mishum Shiyusa. Shiyusa is that you can destroy a base madrish, it's an Aveir of Laisasim Kei. No, I saw this night in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that if someone makes a hole in a wall in a shul, he's over on a live Dairaisa. Like the Machlaikis yesterday was to screw in a shtender, the Torah said it's still Asr, and the other Paiskin said it's Mutter. But Sam, a person is standing around the shul and he fools around and he makes a hole in the wall. So the Prima Gadim says that he's over alav, and he says he's pasalaitis. He's over on a lai sasei. He holds it's a lav sheish b'malkis. And if somebody's over on any lav sheish b'malkis, he becomes pasalaitis. And he's not talking about someone knocks down a building. He's talking about someone, you know, sometimes you stand around, you fidget around with the wall a little bit, you do a little damage. See, he says he's over alav and he's pasalaitis. That's why Sasson came. What? He is talking. So what Agamara says that you're not allowed to knock down the building before you build a new one. So Ramesh says, why not? Mishum Shiusa, because you may not build. So who cares if you don't end up building? So I understood, I do care, because if you don't end up building, you have an assassin came. Ramesh is saying, no, the reason is because you're taking away from the community these milas of Afushe Kedusha and the convenience for the community. So why didn't he learn that it's off Loisasim Kei?
And the
Gemara
is talking about when they're building in separate areas, you didn't have to destroy it right away. And Ramesh is building in the same areas, you had to destroy it.
Ramesh is saying shot in the Gemara.
Yeah, but it's an intent that Ramesh is building
them in the same spot. Ramesh is saying that in this Gemara, which is telling you, build in a second spot, and don't knock it down and build in the same spot, because you may not end up building. So why don't knock it down in the same, build in the same spot, because you're afraid you won't end up building, Mabakaka, if you don't end up building. So in that spot, Rabbi Shush should have said, because Laisasim came. And he doesn't. Maybe, I'll give you a marshal. There's a Ritva in Chulin. They had the Shia, the following Shia, Sugi Natil Sidai, in the 8th Perek. The Ritva says, what happens if you wash for Hamaitzi, you make all the Natil Sidai, you go to the table, and you decide you don't want to eat bread, you're not in the mood to eat bread. You know, people have this Yetzirah, they don't want to, you know, there are 3 Yetziraharas people have. Nobody wants to be fleishig, no one wants to have to bench. And many people have a thing, they want to be upgedavinta. You know, you don't want to have to have on your mind later to wait 6 hours, you have to have a bench, right? So what happens, you wash, you may not feel sidayim, and you're going to eat bread, and you decide, you know what, I'd rather not eat bread. Are you mechuyev to eat bread because you may not feel sidayim? So the Ritva says that you don't have to. It's not a brachal of a tala. When you made out Til Sidayim, you were making a bracha that you matter yourself to eat. You were. You're mechuyev to eat. Someone shechts an animal, makes a bracha on shechita. Mechuyev to eat the meat of the animal? If later on that meat ends up not eaten, it's a bracha of a tola? No. Shechita is a matir. So on the Til Sidayim, he says, when you made the bracha, you didn't play to eat bread, it's a bracha of a tola. But if when you washed, you were doing it off the mat here, he says you don't have to. I mean, there's a marshal. What's the get to us? If someone knocks down a building, a shul, amanos livnais. He knocks down a beis haknesses, amanos livnais. Is he ever on Laisasim Kein? Is he ever on Laisasim Kein? No, because it's a binyan amanos livnais. Agamar is chayshish mishum shiusa. He's taking doing it amanos livnais. Something will come up later. He'll be pidyon shvuyim. He's going to have to give away his money. Or any other pshius will come along. He's not going to end up building. So I learned, Pasha Pshat, that if you don't end up building, so you are Ivan Isasin came. You destroyed a shul for nothing. Could be that the way I understood is wrong. Because if at the time you knocked it down in order to build, you're a Seis Amonas Livnais. So at the time you knocked it down, you did it to build, you're not Ivan Isasin came. The knocking down was done for a good cheshbon. And later Pinyashvuyim came along. No, Pinyashvuyim came. He asked the Shaila. They told you have to give the money for Pinyashvuyim. So he didn't build. So it could be that the reason Rav Moshe didn't want to learn Pshat in the Gemara the way I'm saying is for this reason. Because Leisasim came, maybe if Bishas Maisa, when you knock it down, you're planning to build, that's enough. Shiusa comes later, it doesn't make Lamafreya over a lot. You're right, that's a good raya. If on Shabbos someone is Saiser Amanos Livnais, someone knocks down a wall in order to build, he's ever in a Malacha Nairais. So if later on he could fix it by deciding not to build, so it'll come out that what he did was a Makalko. Not true. If Bishas Nais, he was Saiser Amanos Livnais. So then he's either. It's a Malacha. The Malacha was a Tikkun. Lady okay. Changes mind, change your mind. If you say Sistamazoi, so then you aren't either. If later on you decide to make something good out of it, so see, you're not either. It depends on Shas Mesa. So it could be Ramesh learned this way. I'd still rather find someone who learned the way I was saying. To me, it just seemed the way I was saying is Pashur Pshat. Ramesh saying the Kiddush, that Mishum Shiusa like the Rambam. Is because you're removing from the community these two milas of Afushe Kedusha.
Why don't you remove Kedusha permanently? Why not? Why is it temporary removing the Kedusha also
now? Well, this whole, we're talking like the Rambam. This whole discussion is like the Rambam. Well, Mishum Shiusa means Cheshis will never be built.
Why is the only Cheshis will never be built? Why can't you be built?
The Fushe Pshusha temporarily.
Yes.
Temporarily. So I guess that's not such a big chassar. That's a big chassar. We have to be chayshish for it. That when you're rebuilding, there won't be a shul.
The Bishat might have been right. He buys three, everything is probably in that sunshine. The whole block is probably in that sunshine.
But by three, it's fakert. If you oike the zera, then you're not right. Zri is a shayla. By afi, it says the Parish of the Gemara. If you put in food to bake, and later on, you take it out, you're impacting that over. Even though you das from the when you put it in. So you need two things. You need the malacha and the das. But it's true. Shabbos is more tali than das. Malacha and Shabbos is more tali. But it's true anyway. It's true. Bishas Maisa. The Mechavin. Okay, we have Lamaisa. We see. It seems we have two possible pshat in Mishim Shiusa. And this is Ramesh's Yaitse Mesugya. Rav Moshe comes out of our sugya with the idea that many shuls in the community is a ma'ila. Those Rishayim will learn Mishub Shius as temporary. So they're learning because in the meantime, you won't have a Beis HaKnesses in which to daven. That's why they hold that if there are other shuls in town, it's mutter. We're not worried about a temporary thing. Right, the other Rishayim hold that if the duftel etzluye, not a shul, just a room to daven in, that's not good enough. But if you have a basic nesses to daven in temporarily, it says taka v'nachayshish b'shem shiusa, like the other Rishayim. What about the machloikis, the rivash, and the re'im? Let's see, they were talking that there's one shul in town, and the group wants to break off and make a second shul. Okay, it's not machlokes is aser. Every time you do it, there's probably going to be a machlokes. I don't know if you should do it, but ideally, let's say there's a shul in town and people want to start a second shul. So the Rivash says it's a mitzvah. You can't stop people from doing a mitzvah. So Ramesha says, like the Rivash, I'm zecher right. The Rivash says that having a second shul is a ma'ilah. So Ramesha says, my shita like the Rivash is a chemis. Rivash says that if you have one shul, you're allowed to make two. Certainly would hold that. He calls, says if you try to stop him, you're stopping him from doing a mitzvah. So obviously, if going 1 to 2 is a mitzvah, 2 to 1 is a sarim. What about like the Re'eim? The Re'eim says that if you have one shul, you're not supposed to split and go to two. You're supposed to stay at one. So like the Re'eim, the Chayra, if you have 2 shuls, going to 1 should be okay. Going from 2 to 1 should be okay. Is Dr. Moshe? No, not necessarily. The Re'eim is saying that if you have, you're living with Rav HaMahadras Melech. Right now you have 1 shul. So you're living with this Maila. So to give away this Maila and replace it with the Maila of 2 shuls, that the Re'eim holds you don't do. But if you're already living with 2 shuls, let's say you're being noyig the Maila of Afushe Kedusha. So it could be the Re'eim will be Maidin from 2, you don't go to 1. So this is Ramosha Shita, Ramosha's explanation. I mean, you look at the tshuva, you see how Ramosha, when he writes his tshuva, he assumes you know the sugya, because we learned the sugya. When you read it, he says he's going like the Lashon of Dukhtu Latsuye. He's going to Lashon Shiusa. He's going, if you're in the sugya, you can read it. I mean, you always have to try to read it when you're not in the sugya. That's when it's always challenging. But, okay, so this is what says by Rav Moshe, and these are his pshat. This is his pshat in Mishum Shiusa.
He holds was people not breakaway minyan?
He holds, while the Re'eim holds, you could force people not to break away.
Yeah.
And you could force. I mean, how are you going to force? You can tie them up.
Yeah.
It means if they ask a shayla, the answer is it's the wrong thing to do. What's they going to do? We don't have. You know, we're not kaifa on a mitzvah saseh, we're not kaifa on bittul of right on address. Needs it. They ask a shayla, the Re'eim says tell them not to, and the Rebbe says tell them to. Is building a shul a mitzvah or a hechsher mitzvah? Building a beis hakneses, is it a maisa hamitzvah be'etzem? Is it a mitzvah to build a shul? Or is it just a hechsher mitzvah to have a place to daven? What? Vasuli migdash v'shachanti b'saicham, which refers pashtus to beis hamigdash. So shul is a migdash ma'at. Is a shul a migdash ma'at? Is it a kiyum of a daraisa to build the beis hakneses? So there are a number of achrayim who argue the point. To have a nafkamina, if you're building a shul, if you're allowed to have a guy who's a kablon work on Shabbos in the shul. If you're allowed to be mevatla derabbanon to the kiyum of the deraisa, there's a need. Can have a guy worked. Avni Nezer has a couple of tshuvas in Arachayim and Bezim and Gimel. He holds building a shul is a mitzvah deraisa, and that if there's a need, you can have a guy is a kablin. Kablin means a contractor. You know, for Shabbos, kablonis is more kal than a payel. What? No. The issa that you don't build a shul, a basic knesset, a basic midrash at night doesn't apply to I don't think so. What? So you say you can't cut the stones only with the. So he holds it's a mitzvah deraisa, and he holds that it's daicha. That it's daicha. There are achrayim that argue. I know they're earlier, but I know that the Michas Elazar and Chelik Dalid has a tshuva on the Avnei Nezer, tshuva Lamed Ches, and he taines that building a shul is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a maisa mitzvah, and he holds that it's not you can't have. I mean, nowadays nobody would have a guy work on the shul b'fahesi, I don't think, on Shabbos, but
so when you have to have your tuesday, that when you selling here, and then why would you want to find it selling
there? Writing a mezuzah is also only a hechsher mitzvah. Somebody who writes a mezuzah, it's not a kima, but the mitzvah they write is not, even though it says, Uchsavta ma'al mezuzahis, but the writing itself, when a sefer writes it, it's not a kima mitzvah. He's a mitzvah mezuzah, he's not a kaim, he's a kima hechsher mitzvah. Still, it gets kedusha because it's a gufa kedusha, it's something that's kaddish. Same thing, even if building the shul, if you hold it's only a hechsher mitzvah, but once the shul is built, it has a kedusha. The shul could have a kedusha.
If a guy in the midwife would build on Shabbos, could Goyim
build a Mishkan on Shabbos?
Yeah, he said, get a compliment, okay.
According to him, yeah, I guess he could.
Are there any real buckets in the
theater
today?
It's a hard question if our shuls are Batei Knesiyos. The truth is that whatever we say about Beis HaKnesses is true about Beis Medrash too. There are very few differences between Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash as far as the binyan. The difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash is that a Beis HaMedrash, a place that's made to learn, such a place which is made to learn, is a, they are heterim for people who learn there, to eat, to drink, to sleep. All these things are mutter along with the learning. You didn't speak to Barbatalim, our mutter, but in a Beis HaKnesses is not. Do we have any Batei Knesiyos today? Very few. There are some proper synagogues, some shuls that have many of them. What?
Goyas
has, well.
Nothing happened in the shul without.
I think on 16th Avenue, it's called B'nai Yehuda. B'nai Yehuda has downstairs where they learn, and upstairs where I think they only have their Shabbos, right? It's a place that's made. Have shiurim there? I don't know, but it's made for davening. So you have a lot of these the older type shuls that are that way. What? There are no mezuzahs on the Beis HaKnesses. Oh, okay. Also, so it's a Beis HaKnesses upstairs, downstairs, where it's a Beis Medrash downstairs. Barab David in his main shul also. So there are shuls that are about to see ice. You have to be very careful to talk to our Batalim there as Asr. I'm talking not by davening. It's a very chametic thing that. You're allowed to learn there. The Gemara says that in a Beis HaKnesses, cheshbonos are aser. If you want to balance your checkbook, not during davening, you're just standing there. You're not allowed to balance your checkbook. So the Gemara says cheshbonos shel mitzvah shani. The Gemara is the kash. It says if you want to do the tzedakah cheshbonos, it's mutter. So you're allowed to talk divrei mitzvah. You have a bris. You can call up the kvartan. You can call up the mayel. You can call up the kibudin. And you could talk Devarim Shal Mitzvah, you could learn there for sure. But it's a strange thing, you go to these shuls, everyone's standing around waiting for the bris, it's not during davening, everyone assumes that you're allowed to talk. How are you? How are you feeling? But Shulchan Aruch, if it's a Beis HaKnesses, then Devarim B'Telem are Asa. Very hard to know, very hard to justify the Hanhag of the Tzibur, that in these Batei Knesiyos that people talk there.
The old
shuls in Europe to go to. So the Gemara says, Tosis brings that Batei Knesiyos Shebabavel al Tanai Hei Masuyim. That all shuls of Chutz Laaretz are built out Tanai. So Tosis and the Rosh and Megillah say that means Bechorbana. Because in Galus, nothing stays, communities move. Once it's b'churbana, meaning that there's no minyanim there anymore, so that's al tanai hemasuyim, that the kedusha doesn't stay. So, if there's a daily minyan, it's a Beis HaKnesses, then you're allowed to walk in for your pleasure. Even if it's raining, you're not allowed to walk in to be protected from the rain. So, to me, it came after the tours, maybe. I don't know. To make a minyan there once a year on the yard site, I don't know that's a Beis HaKnesses. The daily minyan there? They have an everyday minyan. So to go in there and talk, if it's a Beis HaKnesses. Okay, I don't know. I'm not going to know what's Beis HaKnesses. I don't know. Maybe they feel they're doing it. It's a muster somehow. I don't know. Fundraising.
Then come
over. the taken over Lord. See, the question is if anybody argues with Tosfos and the Rosh. Tosfos and the Rosh say that b'churbanim it's also, I think the Mechaber Paskens like that. That tonight even b'chutzlaris is only b'churbanim, not the Yeshuva. Maybe if it was Chariv and then. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Amalei Ravina Luravashi. Gavu Zuzi Umachsi Mai. What happens if you have money already? If you already have money, could you build? Could you knock down the old? Amalei Dilma Misrami Lu Pidyan Shvuyim. To me, it's a pelech. As I was so chayshish, as I vait, that maybe in the time you're building, you'll have pinyin shvuyim, you'll give it to them, and you won't end up raising the money to build. Shrigi livni hadri hudri umasik shuri. If all the material is prepared, amizim b'sraim lo pinyin shvuyim mizavni v'yavilu. Yachi afilu banu nami. If the building is built already, so you also have to sell the building for pinyin shvuyim. Amalei dirasi di inchi loy mizavni. What's taish dirasi di inchi loy mizavni? So in the back, one of the mafarshim says that doesn't mean that if you have pinyin shvuyim you don't sell a shul. If it's because pinyin shvuyim, I told you yesterday, it's because mafarshes. Because mafarshes do sell a shul. But dirasi di inchi loy mizavni means it won't happen. If you have to raise money for pinyin shvuyim, it won't happen. You'll have to sell the shul. If you raise money for a shul, people say, so use that money. But a shul is built already. That the tzibur will say, sell the shul and do the pinyin shvuyim. It won't happen. People will come up with the money to prevent it from happening. So the Rosh says that this whole Gemara only makes sense like the Mandiyama Pshiyusa. What was the question? If you have the money, could you do it? So that only makes sense like the Mandiyama Pishiyusa. Because what's the difference if you do have the money or not have the money? So the Rosh brings a ray from here that we paskin the reason of Pishiyusa. If they do see a Tiyua, you're allowed to. Ki hadir avashi chazi be Tiyua b'knishta demasa machsia. Sasri v'ayi l'puriya yahasam. So what he did is they did knock down the shul. There was a tiyua. Tiyua, you're allowed to knock down the shul. Why tiyua, you're allowed to knock down the shul? I guess that's a kind of to go in, so you don't have the milus. Okay, or they're not over on Lysasin Kane, if that's the reason. So ready to, you're breaking a broken shul. So Avi of Puliya Lahasam, he put his bed there. But like Apke Adam Isakin Leshvichi. He left his bed there until the building was totally complete, and this way he ensured that the building will be built. You're allowed to move into a different spot, it says in the Paiskin, that it's lavd afka in the same spot. They bring a chuvas pnei Yeshua, that you're allowed to build in a different spot, it doesn't have to be in the same spot. What? The Mokim also has a Kedusha, but you can, if there was no cheshvan of Pshiyusa, you're allowed to take the Kedusha from here and put it over here. So when there's a Tiyua, so there's no cheshvan of Pshiyusa, so then you're allowed to do it. So here all the Rishayim Tumul, Hakar Rav Ashi put his bed in the Beis HaKnesses, Taisis Kasha. Ayla L'Putema, Amr Patikasiyas, Ein Yishayim Behem. L'Shinas Kvala, L'Shinas Arai. This was a Beis HaKnesses. For Taisis, how could you put a bed in a shul? So there are three shitas in the Rishayim. Taisa's shita is that it's also to put a bed in the shul, period. You're not allowed to sleep in the shul ever. And where did Rav Ashi do it? So Taisa's teretz is he did it in the hallways. He didn't put it in the shul itself, he put it in the hallway or in the side room of the shul. Taisa's shita is it's also to sleep in a Beis HaKnesses, period. The Muki Yosef says a different teretz. He says that L'tzayrach Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to sleep in a shul. That Rav Ashi did it for a tzayrach of the shul itself. So L'tzayrach Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to do it in the shul. The Rambam says,
just put his bed there.
He wanted to get the people to make sure that they'll do it. He understood this, what he had to do. He knew his balabatim. He knew that if he sleeps there, they'll do it. But Tysus holds it was the hall. Mukiyasa says it was the shul itself. The Rambam says that sleeping in a shul is not asa. It's not asa. The Gemara there says, Tysus brings the Gemara, Ein eichlem behem, ein shaysem behem, ein nechdasem behem neachama, necham neachama, sham neagashamim. So he says that this doesn't say sleeping. The Rambam learns that sleeping in a Beis HaKnesses is not one of the Dvar Ma'asurim. Eating and drinking is a bigger bizayin. Sleeping is less of a, you know, you sleep sometimes, I can tell you. People fall asleep. Sleeping is not as bad. Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Muki Yosef. Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Muki Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, because really, it wouldn't pass like the Nuki Yosef against all the other Yishayim. But here you have a tziruf of the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's Mutal Lagamri. And there's, I think, a Girsa Sarif also that's Mutal Lagamri. So they hold Mutal Lagamri. So with the tzar of them, to the Nuki Yosef, we paskin, you're allowed to sleep in a shul for a tzarich of the shul. For example, if you have a Shomer who's going to do Shmira there, so you're allowed to sleep in the shul. And that's Simakufnan Aleph. Sif Dalid, the Tzarech Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to sleep there, there's no issue. So we don't pass it. Tysus understood. What? Tysus says, but he says that Ein Yishena Behem, Lo Yishenes Kvar, Lo Yishenes Arai. He understands that that's included in Ein Eichlem Ve'Ein Shaysim and all these things that include sleeping. Tysus doesn't bring such a gear. Ein Eichlem Ve'Ein Shaysim, Ein Nechnasim. That's all. But Tysus understood that that includes all personal needs. And they understand, the Rama understands that doesn't include. Yeah. I'll give you a... I think there's a logical answer to Rabbi Kivagas has a great kasha, and I think I'll give you 2 minutes to figure out something I think is be an obvious answer. Magen Avraham says Simen Kufnun Aleph on Sif Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to sleep in a shul for a tzarech Beis HaKnesses. So after Magen Avraham, even though we tack a pasuk like in the Muki Yosef, you're allowed to sleep in a shul, a tzarech in a shul, but don't put your bed in the shul. That's already too much. You want to sleep in a shul for a tzarech in a shul, you can sleep there. But to move your bed into shul, that's too much. As a statement. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, he says, What are you talking about? What's the Magen Avraham saying? The whole makar of this heter that the Muki Yosef brings is from Ravashi Ailei Lepuriei LaHasam. He moved his bed into shul. The whole makar is from moving your bed into shul. How could the Magen Avraham go on that Nemuki Yosef, where the Nemuki Yosef says that Litzayrich it's mutter, and the Magen Avraham says, yeah, but you can't move your bed in. Don't move your bed into shul. What do you mean don't move your bed into shul? The whole makar is from Ravashi who moved his bed in. It's a Gavaldig Akasha. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the pasuk like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He brings the Magen Avraham. He says Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues. It's Gevaldik Akasha. So what's the teretz? What? I'll get to that also. 1 second is good. But what? According to the Rami, is this a... So how's the Rami explain Rav Asher? No, Benny. I think there's a push of tariffs.
There was a tariff.
There was a tariff for.
Oh,
that's what I would think. I think it's a push of tariffs. If there's a tariff to sleep there, you're allowed to sleep there. Is there a tariff to bring in a bed? You have a shomer, let him sleep there. You need a bed. By Ravashi, it wasn't enough if Ravashi is going to come to shul and go into his seat and sleep in his seat. That's not going to make the tzibur build. Rav Ashi had a tzairuch in bringing the bed in. Bringing the bed was itself a tzairuch. So the Magen Avraham is maida. If you have a tzairuch to bring a bed into shul, it's mutter. But the Magen Avraham is going on the mechaber. There's a tzairuch, you want to put shayrim there. The shayrim, the whole night, they're going to be there, they're going to sleep. So that's okay. So the Magen Avraham, don't bring in a bed. Because then there's no tzairuch to bring in the bed. The shul doesn't need a bed. The shul needs shayrim. I don't sleep, so let them sleep. If the sleeping is a tzairuch, it's not a heter to move in a bed. Our Gemara is only saying, if there's a need to bring in the bed, Rashi wanted to do something dramatic. So he moved in his bed, and the people hurried to build the shul. So it's very geschmack. But if there's no need for the bed, I don't know. I'm always reluctant to answer Rabbi Kiveg as a kasher, but the answer is defends the Magen Avraham. The other kasher, what's the raya from Rav Ashi? He was sleeping there when the shul was broken down. So what's the raya? He could sleep there, the churbana, there was a tiyu in the building. So what's the raya from the fact that you could sleep there when there's a tiyua, to that you could sleep there when it's not broken? So I think I saw this kasha also here in the back. The answer, maybe it wasn't here, maybe it was in the Pnei Shleimai. Someone was in the Pnei Shleimai. He answers, the raya is not from the fact that he moved in his bed in the first place. When he moved his bed in the first place, it was Taka B'Chorbana. But it says he kept his bed there until the Shvichi, Adem Misakim LaShvichi, until it was totally finished. He says that Mestam, before it was totally finished, they started, there was no other shul. They came there to daven. They started davening there already, right? When the building is up, just because they didn't finish the leaders and gutters, you started davening. The raya is that he kept his bed there, Adem Misakim LaShvichi. That's the raya that to this heter. So I don't see it in the back. My stomach was in the Pnei Shleimai. Okay. So now the Gemara sidetracks temporarily to a bit of Agadita. Baba ben Buta, hechi aspi lei etza lohordis. With this derei lebeis hamidrash. First of all, the yeshiva lai don't know much about Jewish history. So Hordis lived when? In the second Beis HaMikdash. The last stretch of time before the second Beis HaMikdash. Did you ever see, I'm sure you all have seen sometime, the diagram in the Seftes Midas of the Beis HaMikdash? It was 500 Amis by 500 Amis. You know that it's square. The Mokan HaMikdash itself is square, and then from east to west, it's longer. You have the Ezos Noshim, right? You have the other sections. The length is from Ma'ariv to Mizrach, and the whole Chatzar is square. You take out the Seftes Midas, you'll see. The building is long from Mizrach to Ma'ariv, and it's square. If you go to the Kaisel, you know on the other side of the Kaisel, it's rectangular. The plaza on the other side of the Kaisel, where we don't go, where they have today the Beis Tifla, is a rectangular place. It's not square. Now, there's another question. You know, if people daven by the Kaisel, because the Kaisel doesn't be in Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that no one davens right when you walk into Shara Ashba? They have tours there on the southern wall. Nobody davens there. Well, that's also a building. It's the same building. Huh? They don't let you in, but you'd never daven there. What? Not the mosque. When you walk into the Shara Ashra, you walk in from outside. You come in on your right side as you're walking up towards the Kaisel. The whole building turns, right? You have the ramp. The ramp is also going up through the Kaisel, isn't it? So the answer is that's all part of where this is being. Okay, the original Makam HaMikdash was a square area. And where the Kaisel is, that's next to the Makam HaMikdash. When you're facing the Kaisel to your right, where the wall continues, past where the woman's section is, you know, Robinson's Arch there, that whole area past that was all built by Hordis. Hordis called it the third Beis HaMikdash. That he extended the Beis HaMikdash. He filled in the valley, and he was a crazy person, Hordis. He did a lot of nutty things, and he brought people and filled up the... I mean, this whole big, beautiful building, the Gemara says, if you saw the Binyan Hordis, you saw a beautiful building. It was 60 years before the Churban. It was destroyed not much later. But everything that's to the right side was Hordis's extension. Hordis in English is Herod, H-E-R-O-D, I'm so sure you've seen the name. And it was all his building that he extended. It has no Kedusha whatsoever. It's really the Malay. It was an area that was a valley. It's called the Malay. It was filled in by Hordis filled in. It's outside the Harabites. It's Yerushalayim. It's not the Harabites. And that area, that's why there's no special Kedusha to Hordis' walls. And so that was all built by Hordis. Now Hordis, as you know, was an Eved of the Beis Hashmonah. I mean, this Gemara brings the Maisa. Baber Babuta Hechi asked the Eitzel Hordis the Mystery of the Beis HaMikdash. Gave him an Eitzel to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash by knocking and building. Baber Achistel Eitzel to Rish Bekinishta, the body Bekinishta Achrisi. It's a bit of a hard kasha. Because a shul, you could build it somewhere else and then later knock down this shul. Beis HaMikdash, you can't go build it somewhere else and then knock down this one. It doesn't work that way. Where are you going to build it? Right? But the Gemara means that if there was no Tiyua, so you have no right to knock down the Beis HaMikdash because you're going to build another one. You're going to make a nicer one. What heter do you have? If there's no heter, we should be chayshish b'shem shiusa. So the Gemara says, Iba yisema Tiyua chazabei, either there was a heter of Tiyua. Iba yisema machusa shani delay hajri bei.
He
rebuilt the whole thing and extended it as well. Machusa shani dilo hadri bei da amar shmuli amar machusa karnaturi akaturi. The king says, I'm going to rip up a mountain. He'll do it. Lo yhadri bei. So Agav, the Gemara tells us that Hordis avda the beis chashmonai hava nasan einav ba'oisa tinaikis. He wanted to marry one of the benois chashmonai. It sounds like even before. He rebelled. He was not Sanaynav. Yumachad Shama Hugavar Baskola. The Omar Kal Avda the Marin Hashta Matlah. You heard a Baskal. It's hard to understand how he heard a Baskal. Some of the Farshim say this wasn't a Baskal in a Shemayim, it was from people who were involved in Kishuv. I think the Ben Yehuda says that. But he said, Kal Avda the Marin Hashta Matlah, come Katlino Lukule Marbase, he killed out the Beis Kashminoim. They were malachim, they were kings for 103 years, but at the end he killed them. B'shayre elayu enukta. He chazes ahi enukta. The kaboy lemintzava, when she saw that he wants to marry us, legal igra of a ramakala, she announced, kol man do osi v'omer beis kashmenai kasina, avdahu, the la yishtayre minayu elahi enukta, I'm the only one left, ahi enukta naflam igra la'ara. So she jumped off the roof and she killed herself. So Rav Moshe's matnia here in the Dibros Moshe, what her heter was to kill herself. What was the heter? Woman is karka olam at worst. Even if the Moshe's nus is yarval yaver, which is not clear why it would be yarval yaver anyway. But the most it's karka olam. And how she allowed to kill herself? There's a machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam says that there are three averis that you heard val yavar, and all the others, it's aser to be a horeg val yavar. You're not allowed to be mois nefesh for anything else. That's the shittas of Rambam. Domei benafsha, he says. If a person gives mois nefesh for anything else, he's over on he's chayef for causing his own death. Taisus in Masechta Avodah Zarah argues. Taisus says that shar mitzvahs, it's a rishus. That other mitzvahs, it's a rishus. And the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch Paschal is that way. Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, I believe. Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, he paschal is that way. So Ramesha says, the chayyah from this Gemara, it should be a raya to Taisus. That it's a rishos to be meisa nefesh for shari mitzvahs. He's going to be mizana with her. That was enough, even though a woman is yahar is karka ha'ilum. There's no yahar v'yavar on women on meisa's nos. Ramesha says it's not true. Because the shach says that even like Taisus, where Taisus says that other mitzvahs are rishus, that's only if the person forcing the yid to do an aveira is doing it the kavana lavar al adas, that he wants him to do an aveira. But hanah satzmai, if he's doing it for his own hanah, he's not doing it dafka as a merida against Hashem. So Taisus is neither. Taisus holds that if it's a merida against the Bari Yaylam, any mitzvah is a rishus. Lamaisa, it's a Kiddush Hashem. There's a merida against the Bari Yaylam. So Lamaisa, it's a Kiyum of Kiddush Hashem. But the Shach says, if he's doing a lahanah satzmai, he's doing it for his own hanah, that even Taisus is maida, there's no rishus. He wanted to marry her. The Marsha says he wanted to have a title that he's from the Chashmivad. So it was not, I mean, he would do a ma'aseh nus, but he was doing a lahanah satzmai. He was doing it for himself. So if he's doing it for himself, the Shach says, there's no heter. There's no heter of even like Taisus to be killed. What do you mean? Mulchama is different. Mulchama is mutter.
Even that Mulchama, the fight for Medina that says it, that has the halal office, you're allowed to be honest with us.
So what does that have to do with this?
It's political.
To protect Klal Yisrael. Maybe. I mean, I would have learned who said that this girl had smicha, who says that she knew what she was doing. It's a ma'aseh shaya kachaya. Ramesh writes, it's a daichik. It's a daichik to say. No rishon says it. What? No, it was not shashur. This wasn't shashur. He didn't shmad. He loved the Romans more than the Jews, but he didn't shmad anything. What? He was afraid of them, yeah. Also, he worshipped them, it seems. Okay, it says that he put her body into Dvash. It's a little bit of a problem in Yeridaya, maybe some of you had it. It says that when something goes into Dvash, it melts in Dvash. Now it gets preserved. Preserves. Okay, I think in the Shemitzur Balocha, so he says that, what you're saying. And if something is whole, it preserves. Okay. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll get up to the, we'll move on to the next one.